Community members are mourning the loss of local restaurant owner George Mavrikakis after he was killed in a crash on Highway 88 near Side Road 10 late Tuesday night. Mavrikakis, 39, was the co-owner, with brother Themos, of Pioneer Restaurant in downtown Bradford. There has been a flood of messages from local residents, customers and community members over the past few days on social media, expressing their shock and sadness over the news. On Thursday morning, bouquets of flowers were found on front of the restaurant's doors. Laura Martin, who lives in an apartment above the restaurant, remembers Mavrikakis as a kind and friendly man who was always smiling and happy. "I still can't believe it," she said. "We used to chat all the time about anything and everything. Just a beautiful soul. I'm going to miss him, as will the entire community who knew him." Rhonda Emmel used to work at the restaurant and has always been close with Mavrikakis and his family. "He was a gentle giant," she said. "He always had a smile on his face, even if he was having a bad day. He always greeted you with a smile, always said, 'Thank you,' always treated you like family." The Mavrikakis family has owned and operated the business since 1982. Mavrikakis's father originally owned the restaurant in the 80s, where Mavrikakis started working at the age of 11. The family sold the business before moving the back to Greece for a few years. They later returned to Canada, and in 2008 Mavrikakis and his brother saw the restaurant for sale on Kijiji and bought it together. The brothers had been working side by side there every day since, with regular customers who felt like family. "He was always so friendly and kind to staff and customers. He even cooked me a burger every shift to take home when I was done," said former restaurant employee Stephanie Tremblay. Tremblay says Mavrikakis was her first boss while she was working as a waitress at the restaurant in 2010. "His family had my family for Thanksgiving that year in the restaurant. I have never felt more appreciated at a job," she said. Even after she left, she would still come in regularly. "He would always make my meals extra special," she said. "He put his soul into that restaurant for his parents. He was very liked and respected and will be deeply missed." For now, the restaurant is closed until further notice as the family grieves the tragic loss. "There's a lot of decisions that need to be made, about the business," said Emmel. "It's all up in the air right now. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Everything is just so fresh. We are living it minute by minute." A GoFundMe page has been set up by friend Jen Weatherby to help with funeral arrangements and support for the family. She says the family is thankful for all the support during this difficult time. Mavrikakis leaves behind two children, Nina and Michael. "He loved them so much. They were his pride and joy," said Martin. "It's very devastating," said Emmel. "It's hard to wrap your head around. How the collision happened Tuesday night is still under investigation, and police are asking any witnesses with information or dashcam footage to come forward." Witnesses can contact Konst. Chiagu Kapaloa at 905-775-3311, 705-436-2141, ext. 1490, or chiagu.kapaloa at southsimcoepolice.ca. "Somebody must have seen something," said Emmel, who urges anyone with information to contact police. "It would mean a whole lot to the police or his family just to know what happened." Editor's note. In 2019, Bradford Today ran a feature on Mavrikakis and his passion for community and his business. "He was a well-respected, hard-working man, and he will be sorely missed by the community."